Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing Chapter 3, Karma Yoga. And so far we have seen that you act, you must, because then that is the nature of the Prakriti, and you are part of the Prakriti, and Prakriti is maintained by each other's actions. And since you are part of that, you have a duty to perform your part in the Prakriti. How long do I have to continue performing these actions? Bhagavan said, as long as you are identified with the Prakriti, as long as I consider this body, mind and intellect to be me, I have to continue performing niyata karma, the karmas that are ordained by the roles which I take as part of this Prakriti. So when I say this is me and now I take the role, I have duties to be performed. But when I get out of this identification with this Prakriti, which is right now this body, mind and intellect, and identify with the self, then there is no action. Bhagavan says, for such a person, one who is reveling in the self, is satisfied with the self, for such a person there is no action. Because he does not have anything to gain which he not have gained already. Once I get out of this identification with the limited self and identify with the supreme self, there is nothing to be gained, nothing to be competing against, and nothing that I have to do to achieve what I'm trying to achieve right now, which is a complete bliss and a complete happiness. Because that the very nature of the self, the very nature of the self is Sat, Chit and Ananda. Right now I'm trying to get out of this mortality. I keep counting. I'm 66 and my life in some goes till 80. It would be better if I die before 80, because all these premiums I've paid all this life will be in vain if I die at one day after 80. So I can see my mortality. People ask me, when are you going to retire? I say, I have no plan. But then I say, I'm already 66. In the next 5 years, I'll be 71. Will I be able to function? So whether I like it or not, I'm bound by mortality. And what I'm trying to do is overcome that mortality. That sat. I'm seeing myself as sat. I'm trying to overcome asat ever existing. I always find myself to be not knowledgeable enough. I don't know everything that I need to know. So I'm constantly in the quest for learning more and more and more with that chit. The very nature of the self is all-knowing. So there's nothing more to be known. And right now, all I'm trying to get out of is an unhappy, unconducive situation. So I will be in ananda. But once it, that's his nature. As long as you're identified with this Prakriti, you have to be bound by the laws of Prakriti. That every constituent part has to function to make the Prakriti function. And therefore, as long as you're identified with the Prakriti, you have to do your part. Once you identify with the self, none of the laws of Prakriti are applicable to you. Prakriti will sustain by itself. That's not your responsibility. Because you say, okay, I'm satisfied with the self and I don't do, who will do? Well, the one question everybody has, everybody can realize is, who will do all these things which is happening in this world? You say, that's not your problem. Prakriti will take care of itself. You are in trouble right now. You are in pain right now of this unhappiness. You want to get out of it. Once you get out of this identification, you have nothing else to do. There is no action for such a person. Say, but till that time, what am I supposed to do? Say, asaktaha karya samachara. Till that time, you continue working, performing all your niyata karma, except right now you are performing with attachment that people will recognize me. At least if I do something for my family will say you're doing good. I'm doing it out of attachment. He said, you just do it without attachment. Continue doing what you are doing, except asaktaha karma samachara. You do all your action without attachment. With that minor adjustment in what you are doing, you will achieve that perfection. Many people in the past, janak adayaha, janak and others, karmanaiva hi sansiddhaha, they have achieved this just by performing their actions diligently without any attachment, and they achieve the perfection. So could you, so should you. And then he said, now that if I have come to the conclusion that I have done everything, I really don't have to achieve anything, then what should I do? Still continue to act in this world, at least for the loka sangraha, for the welfare of the society. Once I come to the conclusion that I have achieved everything I have achieved, you continue to contribute your contribution to the society, for the welfare of the society. That's because the same poison which you have right now of your own ego, once you take that and dilute it, right now this ego is identified with this limited self I call me, this body, mind and intellect. I take this ego and dilute it with a larger arena, it will lose its bite. 1985 camp, at the end of it there was a question answer session. Somebody asked Swamiji, Swamiji, do you have ego? So what could be the answer? Swamiji said, of course I have ego. He said, without ego, how can I control all of you? Right? And now what we think is, if he has ego, I have ego. So what is the difference between you and I? Why am I wasting my 1 week and all these dollars to come here and spend time here? Then his second part of his answer is always, is what comes out as the real answer. Yes, I have ego. And so should you. Because without ego, you cannot function. Without any identification, no activity can take place. However, when you take that ego and dilute it, so say you take a pinch of salt and put it in a cup of water and you taste the water, it will be salty. You take the same water and put it in a jar of water, that salt will not be that noticeable. You take that same jar of water and put it into a whole pond of water, that salt is nowhere to be found. It is still there, so diluted in this body of water that that salt is not effective anymore. Same ego which is right now is so bothersome to me. When I take it and apply it to a larger group of people, when I identify with my family, it is much more manageable. When I identify with my community, it's even more manageable. I identify with my nation, I become a patriot, I become a hero. When I identify with the whole cosmos, Bhagavan said, you become the realized person. So, he said, those who are satisfied with the self, by the self, they have no action. Other than those, all of your actions. How long? As long as you identify with it. And then he said, even after you realize that you have to still continue to work for the loka sangraha, you see, for the benefit of society. Now he is giving his own example of the realized soul. One who has realized what the reality of life is, yadi aham na varteyam jatum karmani atandritaha mama vartmanu vartante manusyaha partha sarvasaha. We also seen that yatyat acharati srestaha tattat eva itaro janaha. It is the very nature of our being that we need something to follow, some role model, some standard to follow. So someone becomes a role model in our life. Our parents, our teacher, our three-year-old granddaughter. She comes to me and says, Dada, let's do numbers. So okay, so we'll put numbers on the floor. And I said, okay, now I'll ask you. He said, no, I'll ask you. Show me number 5. So I'll say, but Medha, how about I ask you? No. Show me number 5. So then I'll purposely show him number 6 and say, that's number 5. You are wrong. That's not number 5. That's number 6. Show me number 5. She mimics her teacher. See what she sees in her class. She wants to practice on me now. She doesn't want to be a student here. She wants to be her teacher. She actually does exactly what her teacher. Because we have a tendency to follow the behavior we find attractive. So, yat yat acharati shrestha purusha. So, you have to set a standard of your behavior because people are going to follow you whether you like it or not. Because you are a role model to somebody. And therefore, he says, even when you reach the highest state where there is no action left for you, you have to continue working. Because I, as the Supreme Being, once we realize the Self, he becomes the one with him. If I stop working, other people will follow my example. Other beings will follow my example and they will stop working also. Mama vartmanu vartante manusyaha partha sarvasa. We said that Rama took avatara to set standards for us. What is the standard for a good son? What is the standard for a good husband? Controversial. What is the standard of a good king? What is the standard of a good father? Again, controversial. But he came to demonstrate what is a model behavior. Okay. We may or may not agree with him on certain things. So Ramayana is acharaniya. Everything Rama did is to be followed. Krishna, he is not acharaniya at all. What he did, you cannot do. Because he did the dance on Kalinag, we cannot do that. And therefore, you also cannot have 1,008 or whatever the wives he had, we can have. So, Rama has one wife, we can follow that. So, we have to set a role model. When we become the Supreme, we still have a role to play. Bhagavan said, as the Supreme, I have a role to play. But if I don't do my role, other people will stop. Utsideyuhu ime lokaha na kuryam karmachet aham. If I stop working or acting, this world will perish. So now I think we come to the conclusion that Krishna is not talking about him as the Devaki's son. Because the world did not stop working after Krishna gone, it's still going on. Him as the first person singular, as the Self which is all-pervading, the creator and the controller of this universe, if that stops functioning, this world will perish. This world is functioning as a cosmos and not as chaos because it has laws. We all know there are laws of nature. No denying, because we can test it right now. Go on a second floor and jump out of the window. We'll find out the laws which Newton found out are still very valid after all these years. You know. So there are laws in nature. And then laws are enforced. So he remained lawgiver and law enforcer. And he does not take a day off. If he takes a day off and the laws are mixed up that day, world will be in chaos. Law of thermodynamics work on Monday through Friday, but stop working on Saturday, Sunday takes a weekend. I won't be able to come here because the car won't start. So he said, without taking any break, I have to continue working because this world will only function. The Prakriti will only follow the laws if I am there to support these laws. Sankarasya chakarta syam upahanyami imaha prajaha. We have great difficulty because we have so much of our cultural burden of all these hundreds of years of our caste system and what do we want to call it, that we keep getting into, well, what does that word really mean? Sankarasya chakartasya. I will become the cause of this confusion. Of, that's entirely up to you. Depending on my background and at what point I'm learning and teaching Gita or understanding Gita, I will attach that thing. Confusion of caste. Confusion of, you know, purity of the races. Confusion of... But remember, he said this world will perish. Now, we all have seen that mixing caste and races had not really destroyed this world. I'm a perfect example. The world has not perished because I married a Baniya girl. And so in history, the king married the fisherwoman. It didn't really create any big, you know, problem. So he must be talking about something different here. Sankarasya Chakarta, he said, I'm talking about the entire laws of this universe. This universe is regulated by these laws, followed implicitly, enforced by the Creator himself. And I said, the Creator created this universe out of his own self and remained as the enforcer of the laws. If he takes away himself out of it, this universe does not remain as it is. He is the substratum for this universe. I as the consciousness is the substratum for my being as this ego, as me, as this is Neil, Neil is speaking. But who is saying Neil is speaking? The consciousness is allowing me to speak. That consciousness moves out of here. There is no speaking and no taking credit for it. There is a confusion now here. If I, the creator, stop functioning as the substratum for this entire universe, I will be the cause for the confusion. Sankarasya Chakarta. Prakriti is guided by its own laws. In Prakriti, there are no exceptions of the laws. But if the creator removes himself out of it, these laws will be all messed up. And then Prakriti will not exist. Ram Gupta says that there is nowhere in this universe temperature below 0 Kelvin. If it goes 0 Kelvin, the world will stop functioning. We know that the world functions. That means this universe has everywhere something more than 0 Kelvin. Once he removes out of this, the world will be in a 0 Kelvin situation and we don't have to worry about Gita class next Sunday. Sankarasya Chakarta, I will become the cause for this confusion and this world will perish. Upahanyam imaha prajaha, and all these beings will be destroyed. And therefore, I have to continue working without taking any break. Even though I have nothing to gain, I as the creator who knows that I am the almighty, all-pervading self. I am Satchitananda, I have nothing to gain, but this is my own leela. I created this leela, I have to continue working. Somebody gets married and then he's not doing his part, his parents go, why did you create this sansar for you? Now you created, you take care of it. Bhagavan said, I created this leela. It is now my responsibility to continue working and support it. Saktaha karmani avidvansaha yatha kurvanti bharata kuryat vidvans tatha asaktaha chikursuhu lokasangraham. Just as the ignorant one working in this world tirelessly because of attachment. We say, well, I had been working so hard all my life. So why, Neil? Because of attachment. For my family, for people saying, oh, your accomplishment, I want to feel good about myself. I'm tirelessly working. Bhagavan said, all you have to do is now change it slightly. Just as in ignorance you had been working for attachment tirelessly, without stopping. Kuryat vidvans tatha asaktaha chikursuhu lokasangraham. By having this knowledge now, you continue working as hard as you were working before, but without attachment and for the benefit of the masses, for the society, for the community, for this planet. You know, he said, I am a closet environmentalist. There's the reason that I can contribute towards the betterment of this environment. I'll buy the green power. So he said, just as you were doing something for yourself, you can also do it for the world. And if I transform all my actions into that, I was listening to this radio commercial, said such and such, I think that Jim Cramer, he converted all his portfolio into a charitable trust. When you convert all your portfolio into charitable trust, now you are just a guardian and you can do whatever you want to do for that. You take all your action and convert it into loka sangraham. Continue doing what you are doing. But keep that now it is not just because I am benefiting, but it should benefit the entire Jagat. My action should be my participation in making this world better. And Bhagavan said, that's my prescription to you. We will stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.